Welcome to part two of a three-part special of FinTech Chatter, recorded live from the British Consulate in Sydney. I'm your host, Dexter Cousins. Back in 2018, I began supporting the work of the UK Department of Business and Trade in their efforts to establish a UK-Oz FinTech bridge. Each year, a UK FinTech mission heads down under as part of Intersect Week. It's a fantastic opportunity not only to showcase what Australia has to offer, but to learn from our UK cousins. So over this three-part series, I'm bringing interviews with the delegates, sharing their insights, experiences, and thoughts to the Australian FinTech community. Nigel Bridges is the CEO of Veracity Trust Network, an AI and machine learning FinTech helping banks beat fraud and scams. If you've just discovered the show, please consider following us on your podcast player and leaving a review. It really helps others like you discover the show. And if you're coming back, thanks for your support. Nigel Bridges from Veracity Trust Network is here to tell me about bots and cybersecurity. Nigel, welcome to Australia and welcome to FinTech Chatter.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Just to give you a very quick brief of what we do. The world of cyber is just really complex, and you're getting a lot of bots out there on the internet pretending to be humans, getting into ecosystems, doing horrible, nasty stuff. And we're in the business of stopping bots before they get into, you know, your back-end systems and stealing your data and putting ransomware on and that kind of stuff. So that's what we do. It's all very important stuff. If you go onto a website, that's great. We'll let you through because you're a human. If a clever bot goes onto a website pretending to be a human, we will work out whether it's human or not. And if it's not, we'll chuck you out before you do any damage.
I was going to ask you why you've decided to look at Australia, but given the data breaches.
There's a clue there. but that's absolutely right, because, you know, if you're in a regulated sector, as indeed so many of us are, then a data breach can take you down. Even if you're an SME, you're a data breach, you might survive it, but your customers are not gonna like it. So confidence drops, everything drops. And so we're simply in that business of stopping that sort of nasty stuff happening. And unfortunately, in these days of AI and sophistication, these bots are getting more and more sophisticated. So we need to be far more sophisticated in detecting them.
Yeah. I think it's one of the challenges that we have in society with technology is that, whilst it's incredible power to have and it can do a lot of good, it usually tends to go into the wrong hands, first of all, and people find out the bad things you can do with it before we get mainstream adoption of the good things.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's an arms race in the end of the day. So we're not in the business of stopping a human being going into websites, whatever. You've got other really good technology that can do that. You know, identity checking tech is really strong these days. You know, are you that Fred Smith rather than the other Fred Smith? But there's a weak spot in going, are you Fred Smith or are you a very clever bot who's stolen all of Fred Smith's details and is now trying to get in pretending to be Fred Smith? So there's a real vulnerability there. Yeah. That's what we're trying to stop. And these things are getting more sophisticated all the time, so we have to get more sophisticated and trying to stop them.
So can you give me some ideas to the size of this problem that you're solving?
Massive is the obvious answer. But so if we look across our client base, let me just pull some statistics out. Somewhere between about 30 to 50% of visitors going to a website who have got through all of the current defences. So people will have all their defences in place. Somewhere between 30 and 50% of the visitors that get through are bots.
Wow.
So it is still a very large number. So I'll give you a case in point. So we've got a client in the UK, an insurance company. They've got the software in place that everyone knows and loves to try and stop all these nasty things happening. We deployed our software, and they're currently running between 30, 35% bots getting through that existing software that we then stop. So we're the last bouncer on the door.
Yeah.
to stop those really nasty ones, those clever ones, getting through.
Nigel, on this trip, what kinds of businesses and people are you keen to connect with?
Well, that's a great question. Let's split the world into two, regulated and unregulated. On the regulated side, so B2B organizations, SMEs and corporates, in terms of regulated industries, if they have data breaches, for example, then regulators jump up and down their heads very, very heavily. And so we will be another layer of defense to stop those kind of breaches. Mm. So it's on the regulated side. So that's, you know, financial services companies, insurance, legal, for example, is a good area that we can help with. On the unregulated side, that's also an area of interest to us. So, for example, e-commerce and online shopping. The last thing you want is bots getting into your inventory, tying your inventory up, all of that kind of stuff. So again, it's applicable across both regulated and non-regulated. But the real key is, if you've got a website presence and you are attracting people into your organization through your website, then you are also attracting the bad players and bots.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking to stop.
Yeah. Now, this is a solution that typically gets kind of positioned towards enterprise and is extremely expensive to implement and then continue to support. You mentioned SME quite a bit.
Yeah.
Is this priced towards that market as well, or is it an enterprise solution?
No. This fits all levels of market. So it's definitely B2B. So it will not fit the consumer market at all. But in terms of B2B, SMEs upwards, it fits all of those. You talk about implementation. Contrary to most solutions in this sector, we're actually very straightforward to implement. And we will work with the existing cyber ecosystem. That's the key. So a lot of organizations will have their own cyber in place. We will just segue straight into that ecosystem just to add that extra layer of defense. So small companies going right the way up to enterprise, doesn't matter. It works for them. Works for them in terms of budget, works for them in terms of operational support and overhead as well.
Now, I'm going to test your knowledge of Australia on this trip with a little quiz question.
Oh, no, go on.
Yeah. It's multiple choice. When did Australia gain independence from Britain? And, oh, look at this. It's only centuries. So we've got A, the 1700s, B, the 1600s, C, the 1900s, or D, the 1800s.
Gosh, I think it was very, very early 1900s.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Nigel, it's been fantastic to have you on. Enjoy your trip here. Hope you find,
wonderful.
I'm sure you're going to be a very popular man, given that Australia's mantle is, I think, the most breached country. I think every single one of our citizens has their data on the dark web. So.
It's driven. I'm very happy to talk to anyone. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
Lovely to be here. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for tuning in, folks. As always, you can follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter. If you're coming back, thanks for supporting the show. And if you're new, hit the follow button in your podcast player. We release new episodes every week. Until the next time, keep well. FinTech Chatter is produced by Tier 1 People, leaders in FinTech executive search. We'll find world-class leadership talent to build world-class FinTech ventures. And you can find us at tier1people.com.